And we're back. It is the John DeBella Show daily podcast for this Monday, November 23rd. How you doing? It's all the best stuff that we chatted about today on the show. We started off with another Eagles loss. It's becoming pretty expected every Monday morning now. We heard about a love doctor before a certain actress was caught rapping. Somebody you'd least expect. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd as always for a Monday morning. There's a new chess craze, thanks to a popular show. Fool for the City was in Song Stories today, and we played Last Man Standing when it came to listing songs with animals in the title. Plus, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of My Sweet Lord. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
Tomorrow for the turkey drop, it'll be sunny.
Yay.
And 46 degrees. All right. So, but it'll be a sunny day tomorrow, and it'll be an even sunnier day if you make a donation. Please, if you can, if you're in your car right now, I understand that. But if you're at home and you're going to be home today, please make a secure online donation. Any amount will be fine. $1, $5, $10. It's those are the things, just like with the Veterans Radiothon, those are the things that put us over the top. Now, last year we collected 11,000 turkeys. What are the chances of doing that this year? Unfortunately, they're small, but it would be nice if we could do it again. So if you want, you could join us at the Kimmel Center from 6 to 9 tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live. And, of course, the air staff, along with other people from the station, will be manning Acme locations throughout the DeBellaware Valley in South Philly and Snyder Avenue in Feasterville on the East Street Road. In Upper Darby and Lansdowne Avenue, and in Voorhees, New Jersey, on Haddonfield Berlin Road. So please, tomorrow, be there for us. The folks at Acme have backed us up. The folks at Parks have backed us up. A number of other clients have backed us up. We need you to back us up as well and help City Team Ministries get this done this year and make it bigger than last year. That would be great. You know what else would be great?
What?
An Eagles win. Right? That one.
Getting used to hearing this.
Yeah, huh? Well, you know what? I got the thinking yesterday that you know, this is the only lost song we have, right? And seeing that the season is basically lost, right? Because even if they did make the playoffs, come on, then they're not going to pass the first game of the playoffs.
One and done, for sure.
Okay.
No doubt. Yeah,
so do you remember the old Elton John song, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've decided to turn it into a parody, and hopefully by Wednesday I'll have it done, which is winning. Seems to be the hardest word.
Yes.
All right. And I've got all the lyrics done. I'm going to talk to our guy today.
Oh, you're not singing it?
No. Oh, this man. We're saving the world from that pain. Right. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a hit.
Literally, it came to mind. I stood at my phone off the top of my head, coming off of the lyrics, and then checked the real lyrics and went, wow, this is pretty damn close.
Oh, beautiful. Right? Beautiful.
So we'll have that probably by Wednesday. Maybe tomorrow, but probably by Wednesday. But then again, tomorrow's going to be hard to play it because, after all, it's the turkey drop.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
More than likely, you've never heard of Pearson Tone.
Nope.
Right? He's a guy who lives out in Oregon. He just filed a $2.9 million lawsuit against his doctor for professional negligence. Not what that we normally cover negligence cases on this show, but this one is a little different. It seems he was experiencing some serious depression based in no small part on his failing marriage. So he sought the advice of his doctor. And the doctor is this Dr. Ronald Rosen. And Dr. Rosen offered Tone some advice on how to improve his marriage, as well as medical marijuana prescription. All sounds good, right?
Sure.
Well, it ends up that Dr. Rosen was the guy banging his wife.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Doc.
Wow.
Right? So after the appointment is when this guy found it out, and he's now pressing a $2.9 million case against him for professional negligence. Yes, it was.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Tomorrow is the day we've been talking about for weeks now, and hopefully you're going to help us out. You can drop off a turkey at any one of the Acme markets that are all listed on WMGK.com in Havertown, West Chester Pike, Red Lion Road in Northeast Philly, Flower Town, Bethlehem Pike, Audubon, New Jersey, Black Horse Pike, all of those Acme's will have staff members at them collecting up turkeys, collecting up cash. You can just drive on by, open your door, and hand them a turkey, or, you know, put it in the trunk, pop the trunk. They'll take it out for you. You don't even have to touch these people. If there wasn't a pandemic, I would still recommend not touching these people, right? But it's our staff. They're all going to be out there, and hopefully you're going to help out. If you want, stop by the Kimmel Center, where we'll be broadcasting live with tons of people stopping by. Plus, there will be the, you know, proper distance that will be happening. And, of course, we'll be changing microphones like crazy in order to keep everything sanitized. But you know what? The easiest way to do this is just to go to WMGK.com and make a secure online donation. You can drop off turkeys, turkey coupons, or cash, but online, it's all cash. All major credit cards are accepted, and we really could use your help this year because we know we're going to need a lot of it because we've got more people in need this year than we've ever had before. So please do what you can. Join us for the turkey drop tomorrow in one way or another. You can do it today. You can go to WMGK.com as soon as you're out of the car, or if you're already at home, go now. $5, $10, whatever it is you can afford is going to help. And this way, we're going to help City Team feed more people more this year because they're going to have more people than they ever had before. All right, it is presently, I told you it was 57 degrees outside, but there's something I need to play for you. Okay. All right, and that is...
Who the hell is that?
All right, this is a who the hell is that? All right, I will tell you that the voices in the beginning of this is the chorus for this song, but there's somebody rapping in the song.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And see if you can figure out who it is.
Now wear your crown. Gotta wear your crown or your tiara. Now is the time to bust out the mascara. Who needs shade? There's nothing duller. We live in life and we'll take the color. But if your sparkle starts to fade, go like Michelle Obama.
Okay, so it is an actress. I will tell you that much.
Oh, so it's not Stevie Nicks. Okay.
It's not Stevie Nicks.
There goes my guess.
Were you really going to guess Stevie Nicks? All
right. It's an actress.
It's an actress. Mm. All right. Famous actress.
A famous actress.
Famous actress.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is incorrect.
I was going to say Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is incorrect. More famous than the two of them combined.
Julie Andrews.
Lord. Right? Right?
Judy Dench.
I would put this woman on that level. Julie Andrews, Dame Judy Dench.
Betty White.
It is not Betty White.
No, too young.
What the hell's her name? She's got a million Oscars. Everybody loves her.
Everybody loves her?
Devil Wears Prada. Who? Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl
yeah.
Streep. Meryl Streep, I must tell you,
God.
Is the correct answer.
Wow.
All right, I was going to open it up to the audience if you didn't come up with that one.
All right. I could name all these actresses like I just did, and I'll eventually hit one of them.
Now, and you know what? You can't tell. You can't tell at all anywhere in here.
Yeah, I need to hear it
this
again
is
now.
Meryl Streep.
Now is the time to bust up the mascara. We need shade. There's nothing duller. We live in life and we'll take the color. Go high like Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama gets high?
Why is Meryl doing this to begin with?
Yeah, what's this from?
It's a new movie that's coming out December 11th called The Prom on Netflix. All right, this is a song called You Wear the Crown.
Oh.
Right, and she, my guess is just from this, right, that the film is called The Prom. Right. And she's a teacher, maybe a music teacher in a predominantly black high school.
In the urban district. Yes.
Next thing you know,
we've seen this before.
And they're all just everything's going to down the toilet. And then in comes the white lady who saves it all.
You're the man now, dog.
What's that?
Remember that one?
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, what are you starting us with, Cindy?
Okay, Google was originally called Backrub when they came up with the idea in 1996. The founders changed the name to Google about a year later.
Can you imagine, like, today going, you know? Check back rubs.
I back rubbed it. Exactly.
Rub my back.
I back rubbed it.
They're not creepy enough.
Back rub says. Wow. All right, Steve. All right.
Sports Illustrated, they found out that their cover jinx is a jinx 37% of the time, which means 2 out of every 5 people or teams they put on the cover went on to fail.
Wow.
or get seriously injured.
Yeah. 30, you know what? I wouldn't want to. That 30 said that number is still too high.
Yep, way too high.
Dave?
There's still approximately 1.6 million Americans who don't have indoor plumbing and use an outhouse or a hole in the ground. 1.6.
Serious?
Yeah.
What's that feel like, Dave?
I'll let you know one of these days.
And lastly this morning, in 1983, before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer of Black Sabbath.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Shoot for the stars.
Isn't it? Well, you know what? That is. It's hard to believe that there was a time that we didn't know who Michael Bolton was. And there you have him, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Hello, Tina. Song Stories being brought to you by Matt Blatt Auto. Get out of your trade today. And if you owe more than it's worth, go to mattblatt.com. We're talking about Fool for the City this morning. And Fool for the City actually came out of an interesting situation, and Roger Earl will explain the story. This is a song came out in 1975, was never a big hit on the charts, but has been a staple of rock radio ever since the song was released. But a lot of it has to do with the fact, or at least this song, is they were recording the album in Vermont. Here's Roger.
Problem was, when you're stuck on the top of a mountain and nothing else to do except being in the studio, it was nice for a little while, but we started missing the city, and that's where the idea came up from. I'm a fool for the city. I mean, you miss all that sort of smell of diesel fumes and gasoline fumes and noise and stuff. You know, you walk out of the studio and all you can hear is birds. I mean, very nice, and they've got their place, but I miss the city.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
How are you doing with your Christmas shopping?
Christmas shopping.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I'm with you.
Right. All right, yeah. All right. I have one gift picked out and a couple of, like, stocking gifts that I know I'm getting. Other than that, I have no idea. Well, but whatever it is, don't go looking for chess sets.
Chess sets.
I think I know why.
Yeah. Queen's Gambit. Queen's Gambit has become, it's a show on Netflix. It's a spectacular series. It is, I have fallen madly in love with her, but it could have something to do with the fact that she's a redhead. But anyway, some woman from Goliath Games says chess set sales are up 1,048%.
Wow.
Jeez, you know, all right. Searches for chess or chess sets online are up 278%. This is going to be like buying a bicycle for Christmas.
I'm curious.
It's going to be difficult to get.
What the number actually is, other than the percentage. Because the percentage sounds huge, but if it's like they were selling two chess sets before, now they're selling seven.
You got a good point. Well, you're going to have a hard time finding them anyway, even if it's only seven.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So Steve came up with this idea. We do this every once in a while. It's a round robin here in the studio. And you get to wager. You still have a little time to put in who you think will be the best at this. Because whoever is in that best group has a shot at a $50 Bonefish Grill gift card. Basically, it has to be songs with animals in it.
Correct.
All right, in the title.
In the title.
An animal name in the title. Yep. All right. So who's starting? Who's going to start?
I'll start.
You'll start?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well,
you got a bed?
Oh, of course I got a
the
bed.
The perfect one.
I got the perfect bed. I've got the ever-popular sheep bed.
Okay. All right. I'll start.
All right. Go ahead.
Black dog.
All right.
I'll go with sheep.
All right. I'll go with black bird.
Ooh, nice one.
All right.
Octopus's garden.
Hey, bulldog.
I am the walrus.
Oh, look at us. That was cute. That was adorable.
Cat scratch fever.
All right.
Peace frog.
Horse with no name.
Oh, it's a good one. War pigs.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Pink Floyd dogs.
All right, Pink Floyd Pigs.
I think we covered Pink Floyd.
Yep.
Fox on the Run.
Ooh.
Sweet. I love that song.
What does the fox say?
What the?
Does that count?
It's a song.
Right. Okay.
It's
well,
big
let,
hit.
We'll let him have it. We'll let him have it. Running Bear.
Oh, Running Bear. Okay. Crocodile Rock.
Oh, nice. Just in time.
I have the tiger.
I knew you would get that one.
Number one when I was born.
I knew it.
Number one when I was born.
And I knew I would hear that as well. Hungry Like the Wolf.
Werewolves of London.
Oh, you bastards.
Shock the Monkey.
Oh, God, you guys. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm gone.
Bring it, Steve.
I was saving Shock the Monkey in the background, and I'm helping Steve's time
now. I think I might be done also. Oh, crap.
Come on. That's been a long time. Come on. Hit it.
There you go.
Hit it.
All right.
Wild Horses.
Oh, yeah. Damn. There's the winner, ladies and gentlemen. If you pick Dave, we will go to the sheet and see if you pick Dave. And if you did, you've got a $50 Bonefish Grill gift card coming for you. Well, if you're in the group that picked Dave. I love all the people. Every time we do one of these, all the people come in and say, why didn't you say this one? Well, yeah. It was really easy for you to come up with that one.
Even Taylor did it in the studio.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know what? It's, you know, try doing it, especially when the sheep bed's playing. And it's like, your turn. Right. And, you know, the biggest bitch about that thing is you're listening to what the other two people are saying.
Oh, yeah.
It's making you can't think forward.
Yep.
So. But our congratulations are going to
Donna DeFran. Hey, it says DeFrancesco, but Taylor wrote it, so I'm assuming it might be DeFrancesco from Lansdowne.
More than that's more than likely. Yeah, right.
Probably right.
You're not good with names.
No, I'm not.
So, and a lot of people are also texting in wanting to know what happened to Classic Rock Concentration. It ended. All right, we're done.
We don't have unlimited trips
to Universal, but we will have more in the spring. And as a matter of fact, in just about a week and a half, or is it 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
December 7th,
two
right?
Weeks, yeah.
A date which will live in infamy.
Yes.
All right, is when we start
Bust My Christmas Balls.
And oh my God, have we got great stuff for Bust My Christmas Balls this year. So we might be able to do some of your Christmas shopping for you. That is coming up on the 7th.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
In the herd. In the herd.
There's a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Piercy from Palo Centro, California, and he's been running a $35 million Ponzi scheme since 2015, mainly by convincing people in his megachurch to invest with him and then pocketing the money. Last Monday, the FBI went to his house to arrest him. He took off in his pickup, drove to a lake, and jumped in.
Whoa.
All right, but he had a plan. Matt had a Yamaha underwater submersible. That's like a sea scooter, you know, like the ones they use in a Bond film.
Okay.
All right, and they basically drag you around underwater at about 4 miles an hour.
All right.
He did have a few flaws in his plan. One, he jumped into a lake. So we knew that he was going to come out somewhere. Uh-huh. So all the cops had to do was just follow him around the lake.
Establish a perimeter.
And secondly, number two, he didn't have any breathing equipment.
I was going to say, the breathing apparatus.
Right, so he had to go out for air every once in a while. And number three, the lake was ice cold. Right? He finally got out after about 25 minutes, and he was arrested for wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and witness tampering. He's looking at up to 20 years in prison.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, my guy either has only one shirt, or it's his lucky shirt or his favorite shirt. Because he's in Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Goose Creek! Yes. Oh, I've summered there.
He was busted last week for stealing packages off of two people's porches. He went to court the next day wearing the very same shirt that he stole the packages in.
So would they have like a Nest camera on him or something like that?
I think so. Well, it turns out It's a green T-shirt with a red box in the center that says North Face.
Okay.
They haven't released the guy's name or the charges that he's facing yet, but they did release surveillance shots of him during the burglaries and courtroom photos that show him in the same shirt. And I'm sure North Face appreciates all the publicity that this idiot has given them.
In the herd.
I remember when North Face was just ski clothing and not a fashion statement. What else you got, Dave?
Florida man, for me, luckily, he's been listening to some mystical spirits with some really bad advice. 20-year-old Duncan Smith from Gainesville on Thursday night stole a cop car, which is never a good idea. He was caught 2 hours later when he used a sheriff's credit card that he found inside at a gas station. He told the cops he did it because he was on a, quote, spiritual journey and needed to find a ride home. Saw the cop car.
Like a mission from God.
I guess so. Right. You'll have to ask him. Good luck, though. He's been charged with burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, we've got 32-year-old Tommy Pullhofer. And he was a victim of a hit and run in London recently and had to be taken to a hospital for x-rays. And the radiologist was shocked to find a phone in his no-go.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. How did it get there? Well, it turned out that he's a career criminal. The phone was probably stolen, and the cops think he was trying to hide it up there. Tommy has a long rap sheet and spent several years in jail for a string of robberies a decade ago. So he's used to things being there, I guess, right? And even though he was the victim in the hit and run, it sounds like he caused the crash. He admitted to the theft, dangerous driving, driving without insurance, 3 counts of harassment, and 7 counts of assault. A judge has sentenced him to 3 years in prison. Unfortunately, the cops were unable to find out who owned the phone. Not that they would really want it back.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
I'm not sure if you guys, well, this was long before you guys were even born, but you may have heard of the Edwin Hawkins Singers. You ever hear the Edwin Hawkins
Singers?
No.
They did this.
Oh, happy day.
Oh,
happy day. Sure.
I know this.
Right,
yeah.
You know this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Edwin Hawkins Singers.
Okay.
Right? And that gave us the birth of a song from George Harrison, which was simply called My Sweet Lord. All right. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it was 50 years ago today that George took the step to be the first one to have that solo album that really was successful. 3 albums that, All Things Must Pass. My Sweet Lord was the very first single that came off of it. And George said at the time that it was the Edwin Hawkins Singers that really inspired the song.
That really blissed me out when I listened to that record. And I just thought, oh, I got to write one of them. And that's what I tried to write, Oh Happy Day, but, you know, unfortunately they thought I wrote He's So Fine, which I now own, which is poetic justice.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.